In Russia today, another sign of President Putin's intention to be tough on terrorism. A top Russian general warned that the military will strike terrorist bases in any region of the world. Russian authorities also put a $10 million bounty on the heads of two Chechen rebel leaders blamed for last week's deadly siege of the school in Beslan. Yesterday, tens of thousands of people gathered in Moscow's Red Square to protest recent terrorist attacks in Russia. Here with us to assess the public mood in Russia is Masha Lippman, scholar in residence at the Carnegie Moscow Center. Ms. Lippman, how can anyone really tell what is the public reaction to what's going on with the attacks?
Well, there's a lot of rage. Of course, there's a lot of fury over the ordeal that children and parents in Beslan went through and over the horrible number of casualties. However, the rallies that took place in Moscow and in other big cities throughout Russia were not a spontaneous outburst of public emotion. Rather, those were government-sponsored events organized by municipal authorities, and people were brought to the square in Moscow in an organized fashion by buses. And some of the signs that they were carrying were preliminary prepared, but someplace else, not by the people themselves. Of course, people joined on their own. They were individuals coming. However, overall, this looked more like an organized government event than a genuine public event. Characteristically, the official speakers found themselves with nothing left to say before the official time, scheduled time of this rally was over.
A Russian could understandably be quite horrified by what happened at Beslan and by the other attacks, and also upset at the moment with President Putin's leadership?
Not upset with President Putin's leadership, except for a tiny minority. Actually, if we look back, and unfortunately there are quite a few horrible terrorist attacks that have happened over the past years, none of them has resulted in a drop in President Putin's popularity. The reasons for this may be speculated about, but it's true that President Putin's popularity has not suffered. There are no indication that it will happen differently this time. There are those who are unhappy and who are furious at the government policy, but they account for a tiny minority, and there are precious few public figures who dare voice open criticism of President Putin's policy.
Policy with regard to Chechnya or in the way that, for example, the siege was handled at Beslan?
President Putin made it very clear that he doesn't want the horrible terrorist attack in Beslan in any way linked to his Chechnya policy. Characteristically, in his address to the nation shortly after the attack, he never said the word Chechnya once. This is the general line. This is the war on Russia launched by world terrorism. On the way the operation was handled, there is some criticism, but mostly since, again, Putin's address criticized the security forces in Russia, saying they weren't prepared and Russia as a state is unprepared to the challenges of modern world in which there is world terrorism. This is more popular, criticizing security services, thinking maybe that Putin is getting prepared to fire, to punish some of his top-ranking security officials. People, public figures are more eager to be talking about incompetent operation of the security bodies.
Masha Lippman, scholar in residence at the Carnegie Moscow Center. Thank you, Ms. Lippman.
My pleasure.